In the day's other news, Senate Democrats largely abandon attempts to include a minimum wage hike in their COVID relief bill. It's in the version that passed the House on Saturday, but the Senate parliamentarian has ruled that keeping it in the bill would violate Senate rules. As an alternative, Senator Bernie Sanders called for higher taxes on companies that don't raise wages, but it is widely reported that that effort has now also collapsed. Wall Street surged today around hopes for that federal stimulus money, around a third COVID vaccine, and easing interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 603 points, 2%, to close at 31,535. The Nasdaq rose 396 points, 3%, and the S&P 500 added 90 points, also 2%. The Biden administration stepped up warnings today to migrants not to rush to the U.S. southern border. Lately, Border Patrol agents have been catching more than 200 children a day crossing without parents. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said again that migrants need to wait.
We are flooding the space with that critical message. I cannot overstate its criticality for the well-being of those very individuals who are thinking of coming, not to mention the well-being and stability of the border as we seek to rebuild it from its dismantled state.
Mayorkas said that a new policy will let separated families be reunited inside the U.S. pending a resolution of their status. Meanwhile, President Biden met virtually with Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. They discussed the border and the pandemic, among other things. In Myanmar, crowds returned to the streets a day after security forces killed 18 people. Police in Yangon shot rubber bullets and fired tear gas, leaving medics to treat the injured. The leader of the military junta said that protest leaders will be punished. Meanwhile, ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi made a virtual court appearance as officials filed more charges against her. The United Nations appealed to donor countries today to help Yemen, where 6 years of war has killed some 130,000 people. Rebels aligned with Iran have been fighting a coalition led by Saudi Arabia and backed by the United States. The UN Secretary General asked for more than $3.8 billion today to head off famine.
It is impossible to overstate the severity of the suffering in Yemen. More than 20 million Yemenis need humanitarian assistance and protection, with women and children among the hardest hit. That means two out of every three people in Yemen need food aid, health care, or other life-saving support from humanitarian organizations.
In the end, donors pledged only $1.7 billion. That was less than half what the UN wanted. A Paris court today convicted former French President Nicolas Sarkozy of corruption and influence peddling. He was given 1 year in prison, but might be allowed to serve it under house arrest. Sarkozy was president from 2007 to 2012. He was convicted of illegally trying to obtain information in a court case after he left office. Back in this country, the U.S. Senate vote this evening to confirm Miguel Cardona for Secretary of Education. Earlier, the Judiciary Committee endorsed Merrick Garland for Attorney General. His nomination now goes to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. And the Senate also made a bit of history today. Ann Barry was sworn in as the Secretary of the Senate. She becomes the first Black American to hold that position. The Secretary oversees day-to-day legislative and administrative operations. Still to come on the NewsHour, survivor advocates discuss solutions to the problem of sexual assault in the military. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo faces another allegation of sexual harassment. Former President Trump's return highlights the party line for Republicans, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour. From WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.